Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and thank you all for your continuous support. On today's episode, I chat with Jean Valiquier, who is the General Director at the Centre Action Bénévole, the Volunteer Center, in Farnham, Le Cab de Farnham, about an upcoming project that will see the Cab de Farnham and a number of other community organizations in the area, including the Corporation de Développement Communautaire de Bromissisquoi, the Maison des Jeunes, the Maison de la Famille, and the Association des Personnes Handicapées Physiques de Bromissisquoi, move to a new building in Farnham that previously served as the Centre d'Or. The move will see these community organizations come together, centralize its services, in order to maximize its response to the needs that are in the municipality. We hope that you enjoy our conversation with Jean to learn more about this project. Jean, I wanted to start off by thanking you so much for taking the time to chat with CIDI all about this wonderful new project on part of the Cab de Farnham and a number of other organizations here in Farnham. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
So Jean, we are here today to talk about the Cab de Farnham's up and coming move to its new building, a building which previously served at the Centre d'Or de Farnham, from my understanding. And I know that the Cab turned to the municipality to help find a new space. And I was just wondering why the Cab de Farnham needed this new space for its services exactly.
You probably know already that we're located at the IGA building. It's a small centre d'achat. The building by itself will be sold by the owners. And the new owners, when they talked to us, said that they want to build some housing there. We need a new space where I can put the friperie, the place for the clothing and all that. And for the Bistro des Nations we have there, because we got two project yes. in that building. One is the food for the people, so we can manage to cook all the food we pick up in the IGA, Metro and all that. And we provide food free for people who need it. Okay. So that's one of the things we have there. And it's very important because we transform around 37,000 kilograms of food each year. And we give about 17,000 lunch, supper to people. So, and it's free. So we need that space. It's food is basic for people. So
yes, exactly.
we need to make sure that services don't stop. So we were approached about, let's see, now it's about 18 months ago saying that they're going to sell the place, so find a new place for you. So
wow.
We try for the last year and a half to find a place. But as you know, building are rare, land are rare in a town, and people don't have cars, so we cannot be out of town, you know, around the town or anywhere far from the center of the town.
Exactly.
For the elders, for the people who need, who don't have vehicle, because the people who need food, most of the time they don't have, you know, vehicle.
Yeah, they don't have the means.
Exactly. So we have to find something, you know, close to the center of the town. So we discussed with the mayor and the council. After 18 months of discussion and yes, no, maybe, yes, no, yes. We received an offer for one of the building we got in the town here. The building was built in 1967 for the Confederation as a gift from the government at the time. That's a building was not used, you know, too often. It was used, but not at 100%. So
yeah.
They said, you might be able to do something with that building if you want to. But at the beginning, you know, we were talking about price and it's a building very expensive. It's more than $1 million. But with the work with the town and all that, they decide to give that to the population. So they give us the building. In the meantime, the Maison Communautaire, where we have five or six other organizations in it, like the Maison des Jeunes, Maison des Familles. So I don't know all of them
by heart,
but we've got too many things to do. La CDC and handicapped people, all of them. The building where they are needs some reparation and all that. for a lot of money, a lot of more than $1.5 million.
Wow, okay.
So we decide with the mayor, with everybody together, that we're going to build a new centre communautaire for the Farnham area and all that. And we're going to put all those organizations together with me. And we want to build something big where if somebody come inside the door, if it's a family needs, we're going to be able to help them. If it's a children needs, we're going to be able to help them. It's a food, we're going to be able to help them. You know, we want to make sure that we can serve or take a people, somebody and help them.
Yes.
Because people are afraid when, if you help them for food and you told them, but now with money, you have to go there and talk to that people, they will not gonna go.
Mm-hmm.
They are afraid to disturb. Some of them are a mental problem and all
yes.
that. So it's hard for them, you know, to understand everything they have. And it's hard to have services. Now with that idea we have, we're going to be able to open the door. And when we're going to close the door, people will receive everything they can, or everything we can do for them.
Yeah, it kind of centralizes
exactly.
the main services
exactly.
here in the town for everyone.
Because let's say the friperie, last year we got 22,000 sales. So that means at least 22,000 people need something cheap.
Yes.
You know, that they cannot buy at the any kind of other store. So we help those 22,000 people. If we close that place, we're going to close more than one services. We're going to close a need for the population. So
yes.
that's why we want to build everything together. And that's the new project we have. But it's going to be a hard project. It's already hard. Huh? As you know, it's very expensive.
Exactly. And so from what I'm understanding, it seems like all of the community organizations are going to work together to serve people here in the area.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the aim.
We want
to have everybody together. The spot where we put where's the building? It's right between the secondary school.
Yeah, the school. Yeah.
The school. So they're going to be able to come there and have lunch because we know that children don't eat, some of them. So we're going to be able to help them directly on the spot. So we try to put the more services together to make sure that the community, you know, it's well served.
Yes.
That's what they need anyway.
And, you know, I've spoken to other cabs in Bromississkois as well, and they were all telling me that the needs in the area have gone up dramatically. So I'm sure that's something that Farnham has experienced as well.
Like I said, we're working for Farnham,
yeah.
Sainte-Sabine, Sainte-Brigitte, and Ange-Gardien. Right in Farnham right now, we got 40 new family in needs.
Okay.
So in the last 6 months. 40 people, 40 family in 6 months is a lot of people. It's a lot of people. So we don't know. Needs are bigger and we receive less money and less
yeah.
food.
Yes.
So we have to manage a way to solve the problem altogether.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we work a lot together now.
Yes.
So we can give at least, you know, maybe not 100% of the services they need, but the more we can. Altogether.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned to me before we started our interview together that you will be launching a fundraising campaign to make necessary renovations, improvements, expansions onto the building. So I was wondering if you wanted to talk about that a little bit more.
Yes, if you have a few million in your pocket, I will be more than pleased. Yeah, exactly. The project will be in a few phases. Phase one will be to put the friperie and the food in place for June 2024.
Okay.
So I have to be there in June. That's going to be phase one. And after that, phase two will be to build the new space for the new group. So we got something like a project of $6.5 million around dollars. So it's a lot of expense because of the price of the material and price of the people who work there and
yeah.
engineer and everything.
Yes.
Plans, cause it's very expensive.
yes.
I didn't imagine that at the beginning, but just to make a small plan like that, it's a lot of money. So on the 2nd of November will be the starting date for the fundraising. We will have a 5-7 for the community so we can discuss of that. And we invite everybody who can help us to be there. to see what's going to be the project. We're going to show them the project, the maquette of the things and all that. We try to have everything in place. And we're going to start the fundraising. And like I said, the project will finish the day we have all the money we need to put everybody together. So it's a long way process, but we're there for them. So we're going to help the people. It's going to take the time we need.
Great. And are you hoping to apply for some government funding as well, with hopes of, you know, helping with the financing of this project?
Exactly. Without financing from the government, we're not going to be able to make it. We already asked for some money. It's hard. It's hard for, because we got two different government here, federal and provincial, and one don't talk the other one, the other one don't talk to us. It's hard to walk through all the detail on that, but yes, we asked them, and we got all kind of foundation. We try everywhere we know. That's why we want to talk to the people on the 2nd of November, because people sometimes have idea where they can find money, and when they have friends, they got foundation and all that. So that's why we want to bring everybody together. Like I said, it's not a project for Cap de Farnham or Jean Valiquette. It's a project for the community. So my aim is to help everybody, to put them together and build that project together.
Yeah.
So that's why it's important to have a, you know, the fundraiser is one thing. But to find the people who can help us, it's the other things.
Yes, exactly. And for those people who might be interested in attending the launch of the fundraiser, and who might be interested in working with you on that, where can they find the details for the fundraising campaign?
Right now, we're putting in place the website and the advertising and all that. But I will be more than pleased to give you the all the information, so you can put that in your advertising anything. What we ask right now is, if people are want to come, it's more than a pleasure for us to receive them, and they call here at the camp.
Okay.
I can give you the phone number. It's 450-293-3265, and local 206. And Sandra is there. She's going to take the name of the people and all that. And yeah, sure. Come. Come. And by the way, like I said, you're invited there too. And I hope to see you there.
Well, those are really all the questions that I had for you, Jean. I just wanted to let people know about what's happening here and about your wonderful project. But please feel free to mention anything else that maybe I didn't touch on in my questions.
We're in a process of preparing that fundraising campaign and all that. It's a project for the people. It's not a project for us. So let's hope it's going to work. And I'm sure it's going to work. It might take a few years. I think what we want to do is to build it in 2 to 3 years. So it's not too bad. It's a good average time.
Yeah. So you're just hoping that people will show up to support their fellow neighbors. And
exactly. Because like I said, it's for them.
Well, thank you so much, Jean, for speaking about your project. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
I also had the chance to speak with Roxane Roy-Landry, who's the Assistant Director General for the town of Farnham, highlighting its decision to cede the building to the Cab de Farnham and the other community organizations. Roxane said that the municipality is cautious that these organizations are essential for the well-being of the community, for all age groups and different spheres of life. She said they really had to react for all of its citizens.
La ville de Farnham, dans le fond, est très consciente là, que ces organismes-là sont essentiels là, pour le bien-être de la communauté. Puis ils rejoignent vraiment, là, dans le fond, toute tranche d'âge et différentes sphères là, de la vie là, qui, dans le fond, on ne pourrait pas se passer ces organismes-là. Donc, on avait vraiment un devoir d'agir pour l'ensemble de nos 11 000 citoyens.
Roxane explained that the former Centre d'art de Farnham building is still close to the town center, so it's the ideal spot for everyone.
Dans le fond, la localisation du bâtiment, c'est un espace qui est quand même situé tout près du centre-ville. Tantôt, on parle que, par exemple, la Maison des jeunes va avoir des locaux dans ce bâtiment-là. C'est à côté de l'école Jean-Jacques Bertrand, donc c'est vraiment l'endroit idéal.
She added that the building needs work to bring it up to code and different improvements, So the town found that it was a 2-for-1 in the sense that they cede the building to the organizations and they will give it a second life.
Le bâtiment avait besoin d'importantes clôtures de rajeunissement, c'est-à-dire des travaux pour la mise aux normes puis l'amélioration, différentes améliorations. Donc on trouvait là que c'était vraiment un deux pour un, c'est-à-dire on cède un bâtiment à des organismes et eux vont leur donner, dans le fond, lui donner une deuxième vie. Là.
When asked by CIDI how the town hopes to see the new building benefit the community, Roxanne explained that the mission of these community organizations and what they're already doing responds to a lot of people's needs. But they think that when all of the groups are under the same roof, that it will be beneficial for everyone. She said the place will be welcoming, it will be revamped, and it will be central. So the municipality is convinced that it will respond to the needs that are already being responded to. And she said that there are also a lot of new people arriving to Farnham, and the municipality hopes that these services will become well known for the citizens that are not already benefiting from them at the moment.
Les missions de ces organismes-là, dans lesquels elles œuvrent, répondent déjà là, à beaucoup de besoins. Puis on pense qu'en les centralisant, c'est-à-dire que du fait qu'ils vont être tous ensemble sous un même toit, ça va être bénéfique dans le fond pour que les gens là s'y réfèrent. L'endroit va être accueillant, va être revampé, va être central. Donc on est convaincu là que vraiment ça va répondre à des besoins qui sont actuellement répondus et des gens dans le fond, on a beaucoup de nouveaux arrivants. Donc on espère là, que ces services-là soient davantage connus pour les autres citoyens qui en bénéficient pas nécessairement pour le moment.
Asking how the town of Farnham plans on supporting the CAB de Farnham and these other community groups moving forward, Roxanne said that the ceded building has a value of $1.4 million, and making this donation shows that the municipal council has a desire to support the project.
En faisant ce don-là, là, je pense que le conseil municipal là, démontre bien là, son désir de soutenir le projet.
She also encouraged the community to support the financial campaign that was mentioned by Jean for the project. She said that the municipality wants to support the project, which for them is an immense project on the territory for community life in Farnham. She emphasized that they think the project will really become the story of community life in Farnham. So it wants to support these groups how they can.
La semaine prochaine, le 2 novembre, c'est le lancement de la campagne de financement du centre communautaire de Farnham. On veut soutenir, dans le fond, ce gros projet-là qui est pour nous là, un immense projet là, sur le territoire là, pour la vie communautaire. On pense que ça va vraiment définir l'histoire là, pour la vie communautaire à Farnham. Donc, on veut essayer de soutenir comme on peut dans la mesure du possible.
Roxanne said we never know when we might need these community groups, whether it be for us, our neighbor, or our family. She said the new building will be a space that will be here for future generations to come in the community of Farnham. So we invite citizens, businesses, and industries to collaborate for this good cause.
On sait jamais quand on peut avoir besoin de ces organismes-là, que ce soit pour nous, pour nos voisins, pour notre famille. Puis ça va vraiment, tu sais, c'est un espace qui va survivre là, pour les générations à venir, pour la communauté de Farnham. Donc, on invite vraiment citoyens, entreprises, industries à collaborer, dans le fond, à cette bonne cause-là.
Mais merci beaucoup encore, Roxanne. C'est vraiment apprécié. Merci beaucoup encore de parler avec CIDI sur ce sujet-là.
Merci beaucoup à vous.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.